The following is sponsored by Friedland Industries.
Hi, everybody. This is Scrapponomics, and I'm your host, Michael Bass, with Friedland Industries. Let's get started. Layer by layer, art strips life bare. Robert Musil, Austrian writer. These days, in lieu of hubcaps, you'll usually see full aluminum rims on vehicles. However, here's something you may have not noticed before. Looks can be deceiving. When aluminum rims come in as scrap material, they'll either be completely aluminum, or aluminum with chrome, and some may even contain a plastic cover. So, how do you know the difference? The first thing you can do is get out your trusty magnet and tie a string to the end of it. Dangle the magnet a couple of inches away from the front of the aluminum rim. If the magnet draws to the rim, it means the rim is chrome-plated, since chrome is slightly magnetic. If the magnet doesn't draw at all, you've now narrowed it down to two options, full aluminum or plastic cover. To figure out which one it is, the next thing you can do is turn the rim over and look at the inside of it. You'll know instantly whether the cover is plastic because you'll see the glue that adheres the cover to the rim. This is where processing the rim as scrap material becomes a pain. It's a pretty laborious task getting that pesky plastic cover off of the rim. Someone has to manually crack the thing and wrench it off with a crowbar. It's worth it, though, to upgrade the value of the aluminum wheel as scrap. On the other hand, if the magnet doesn't stick and you don't see any glue on the inside, congratulations, you have yourself a solid aluminum rim. The world of scrap goes deep, and the more you understand the layers, the more informed you'll be. I bet you'll start noticing aluminum rims more today. Tune in again next Thursday at 8:45 for Scrapponomics, Understanding the Fundamental Economics of Recycling. To learn more, go to recyclelansing.com.